AP Update. I'm Ed Donahue. Electors in every state will meet today to formally elect Donald Trump president. Protests are expected in some states, but it's not expected to influence the outcome of the Electoral College vote. Elector Jim Skaggs in Kentucky says he's going to vote for Trump, but he's been called and emailed from people who want him to not vote for Trump.
I have got no threats, and I appreciate that. Most of them, I honestly believe most of them have actually been concerned people.
Democrat elector Clay Pell in Rhode Island wants to know more about Russian involvement in the election before he votes.
What I want is the information to be out there so that the American public and electors know who has been involved and make sure that we protect the integrity of the American democracy.
Pell was on Fox News Sunday. A joint session of Congress is scheduled for January 6th to certify the results of the Electoral College vote. AP Update. I'm Ed Donahue.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.